You're listening to SBS News.
After months of submissions and evidence by individuals and organisations, a long-awaited Senate inquiry into the nature and prevalence of dowry and dowry abuse in Australia has published its report. One of the inquiry's key findings is the recommendation that the term economic abuse be included as a form of family violence under the existing Family Law Act 1975. At present, there is no reference to dowry abuse in the Family Law Act, and Victoria is the only state that specifically includes dowry abuse in legislation as an example of family violence. The report suggests federal government work with states and territories to harmonise existing legislation. Committee Chair Senator Louise Pratt says the inquiry found it was clear dowry is being used as a form of abuse.
I'd seen cases where women, while they were still overseas waiting to marry their prospective spouses, are being asked to put more and more money into their husband's bank account, only to find that they don't have access to that money themselves, and that their spouse is not putting any money in, and that money has been transferred to other people.
In a significant step towards protecting the rights of women on temporary visas, the committee has recommended creating a temporary visa for non-family temporary visa holders who have suffered serious or proven family violence, including dowry abuse. This so-called Women at Risk in Australia visa would also be accessible to female international students or women on sponsored visitor visas. The visa would allow a victim to make necessary arrangements for their and their family's protection and security, as well as arrangements to return to their home country or to apply for a further visa. Senator Pratt says Australia needs to look at how its visa program can help people at their most vulnerable.
There have been some terrible examples where people are just have been married and dumped back at home in their home country without any assets, and frankly the shame of not being able to even go back to their own family because of the breakdown of their relationship.
In addition to the proposed legislative changes, the committee says the Australian government must work with states and territories to improve data collection practices. This would allow them to better measure the extent and incidence of all forms of family violence, including dowry abuse as a form of economic abuse in Australia. Senator Pratt says she was surprised to find dowry abuse in Australia was far more significant than she was expecting.
I saw that really from the wide range of participation of women and of community organisations who've been supporting and interacting with both men and women who've been affected by these issues. So I can't really say how big it is, but I can say that it's certainly big enough for us to take it seriously as an issue that needs legal and policy reform in Australia.
The report also recommended the government engage with organisations and frontline workers to develop ongoing education and raise awareness on the subject. It reiterated the need for service providers to understand culturally specific forms of domestic and family violence to ensure adequate protection of all victims. While the committee acknowledged overwhelming evidence that women are the major victims of dowry abuse, it also received evidence that men had also been falsely accused of dowry abuse by their former wives. Senator Pratt says this is a form of reverse dowry abuse.
There were very, very sad examples on both sides, and in that sense, we need to make sure that dowry abuse does not happen in either direction.
Despite the committee finding that dowry abuse is a direct cause of harm, Senator Pratt says criminalising the practice isn't the answer.
We are concerned that it might drive dowry abuse further underground, and we also recognise that married couples will bring assets into their relationship. It's only where that becomes abusive and that might be an issue.
She says India's criminalisation of the practice doesn't appear to have been particularly effective in preventing dowry abuse.
Dowry abuse is still practised in India, and in addition, we certainly also had examples of men falsely accused of dowry abuse put before the committee, including examples of Australian men, where Australian citizens, where that had happened. But what we need is a very clear sense of where and to whom the harm is occurring in terms of that abuse. And good law should be able to do that.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.